Meseches Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eleza Oimer, Karka, Beis, Roiva, Chayeves, Pepeah. Rabbi Eleza holds that the minimum shear for a Sada to be Chayev in Peah is a Beis Roiva, that is an amount, a size of a field that has the capacity for one to plant a Roiva Hakav of seeds. And that is the shear of a Sada. Rabbi Eleza learns this shear of a Sada from the fact that the pasuk says Sadcha lo sizra kilayim, and the shear of a field that separates two grains, an area of field that would separate two things that it wouldn't be kilayim, is a base roiva. So he learns that that is the area of the sada, and that's paas sadcha bikutzrecha. Learned the same shear of sada that you have sadcha lo sizra kilayim. That is Rabbi Eleza Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Ha'isis Sasayim. Rabbi Yeshua holds that we don't look at how much you could seed, you have to look how much the produce is. If it produces Sasayim of Peiros, then you it's Chayiv in Peah, but if not. And Sasayim is 12 Kavim of Peiros. Rabbi Tarfon Aimer Shisha al Shisha Tvachim. Rabbi Tarfon learns from another Mishnah in Kilayim, where there's another shear of Kilayim of Shisha al Shisha Tfachim, and that has a Shem Sada Gavi Kilayim. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon holds that the shear of the Sada is Shisha Tfachim al Shisha Tfachim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Oimer Kidei Liktzer Velishnois. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds that the way the Derech HaKoitzrim was that they would grab a hold in a handful of stalks and cut, and if they could do that twice, could they liktzar once, velishnois and again, then that is a shear of that's mukoyiv and peyah. The halacha kidvarav in the Mishnah says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Rabbi Akiva oimer karka kol shehu chayeves pepeya. Rabbi Akiva holds that even a karka kol shehu is chayev in peyah, because he holds Paas sodcha is mashma kol shehu, any amount, any small amount. And now the Rikiva says further, what else will be a shear of kol shehu? Ubi bikurim. In bikurim it says ad moscho bebikure chita usa'ira, and bikurim, and therefore the bikurim of Adama are going to be chayiv with kol shehu. The lichtoiv aleha prusbul, and a kol shehu of karka is enough to write a prusbul on it. That means the following: if a person, Hillel was misakin prusbul, if a person is owed money and it's coming to Shemitah, people would stop lending money. So they, in order to keep the credit market open, he instituted what's called a prusbul. And the prusbul states that you're moiser shtaroi secha lebezdin, you're giving it over to Bezdin, and you write it, and you say that you're going to be able to be goyved. Now, the only way you could be goyved that is if the loiver, the borrower, has any amount of karka. And that's what it means, v'lichtev alav prusbul. V'liknois imo nechasim she'ein lohem achrayas bekesef uveshtar uvechazok. And the last halach is that a kolshu of karka is enough for the din of nechasim she'ein lohem achrayas, niknim nechasim she'yesh lohem achrayas. This is commonly known as the kinyan of agav, that if you coin a karka bekesef uveshtar uvechazok, with that karka you can also purchase any, with the kinyan of that karka, one can also be koina any metaltalin that the seller wishes to sell with the selling of that karka. So if he sells the karka, he could also sell any other metaltalin. There is a machlokes in the Gemara if the metaltalin have to be on the karka or not, be in on tziburin or not. But regardless, a mashu of karka is enough for this din. Mishnah Zayin. Hakoisev nechasav shchiv mira. If a person is on his deathbed and he writes gift of his nechasim to someone, shia karka kol shehu, if he leaves over any small amount of karka, lavdafka karka, that Befarshim explained, it means any asset he leaves for himself, matanosoi matana. The matana is a matana even though he becomes healed. He gets better. He's no longer on his deathbed. The idea is the following. If a person gives a matana because he's on his deathbed, and he's giving it his mitzava machmas misa because he feels he's going to die, so if he gets better, the matana is not a matana, because he's obviously only giving it on the stipulation that he dies. However, we do assume that a shchiv meira, if he's mishayer karka, if he wouldn't be mishayer karka, so he's being mitzava machmas misa. But if he's leaves over karka, a person who is convinced that he's going to die is not going to leave any karka for himself. Therefore, it must be that he didn't only do it on the condition that he dies, but even if he gets better. Loi shia karka kolshu, if he doesn't leave over any of the karka, ein matanasa matana, his matana is not a matana, because he only did it with the anticipation that he's going to die. Hakoisev nechosov livonov, if he writes his nechosim to his sons. Vichosav leishtoi karka kolshu, and he also writes a karka kolshu to his wife. So then, the halacha is ibda ksubasa. Since he wrote to his wife a chelik amongst the brothers, and she heard this and she was quiet, she didn't say, "Oh, what do you mean? I have to collect my ksuba." Ibda ksubasa. She therefore loses her ksuba. She gave up her rights to her ksuba. Rabbi Yosef Omer im kibla aleha. Ibda ksubasa. Rabbi Yosef holds that if she was mekabel. To be a shutif with the brothers in the nechasim, even though there was no kinyan with them, and he did not command them to write it in front of her, she still loses her ksuba, because the assumption is she's meichel al haksuba. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi.